and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. Remember back in episode 93, I talked about millions of good choices and how no government program would be able to equate to the beneficial value of all the people that we have out there making good choices in their lives. Well, yesterday we published the interview with happiness manager Emma, a great example of someone making good choices in difficult times. Dr. Bruce from the IC Old People podcast sent me a video called The Family Lockdown Boogie. It's a delightfully catchy and silly video that wouldn't have happened at all if we weren't on lockdown. And it's a great example of families just kind of using the time they have together to make choices and be a little clever in the process. In this episode, I am pleased to share another contribution of someone who has a significant amount of musical talent. This episode is about Sherry Call. Now, because science says that you have to hear things more than once in order to respond, I'm going to repeat that her website is called sherrycall.com a few times during this episode. This is partially to be playful and partially because I promised I would in order to have permission to share her music. When Sherry hit lockdown, she started taking her song repertoire, and she's been making music for years. And she's been releasing a tune a day. And the installments, of some of her soothing pandemic tunes, as she's called them, have covered some of my favorites that has made me a fan of Sherry's over the years. And initially, I wanted to just pull segments of those songs out and share them with you guys as an audience. And then I realized that one of the reasons why these are so powerful is because they each tell a story. And so we have three of Sherry's songs to share with you guys today. Now, to explain in part how I came across really having a personal connection to Sherry Call songs, I once took a solo drive from down by Sacramento to Logan, Utah. It was a pretty good hike for all by myself. And this is back in the day when we had CDs and we would make mix CDs to be able to have as our playlist. One of the mix CDs I created was mostly Sherry's work, and the tunes kept me awake through the trip. It wasn't because there was a hard beat. Sherry is not known for metal type of sounding music. That wasn't the case at all. It was rather that each song had a message that got me thinking, that kept me awake. And so here's Sherry's song called Believe, right? From her soothing pandemic songs, Day 19.
Sometimes people keep their word, in spite of everything you've heard. It's true. sun, where when you get in the car, you don't have to move the sky, you can chase the clouds away, you don't have to change the world, you might do it anyway. Believe sometimes nice guys finish first.
Now, I was once at a concert that Sherry did, and she explained that that song was in part written as a response to Alanis Morissette's Ironic, because, you know, believing has a really powerful effect, not just on you, but on the people around you, and the fact that people around you will want to be around you as you believe. Now, again, if you want to get the album for this, feel free to head on over to sherrycall.com, and I can tell you it's pretty easy to be able to pick that one up. So one of the first times I heard Sherry overall was on a mix album where someone had pulled together just this little quirky tune, probably just to fill out the space on the CD, because that was a thing back then. And I remember buying it in Cardston, Alberta, Canada, which is where I was married, and it was around the time I got married. So the song was quirky, and it was about some leftover lasagna, loneliness, and the meaning of life. And it's kind of interesting. How would you put that together in a three and a half minute song? You know, lasagna, loneliness, and the meaning of life. Well, Sherry's been able to do that pretty well, and so I'm pleased to be able to share this fun, quirky song with you guys from her soothing pandemic tunes, Day 16. This is the lasagna song.
Try to eat some lasagna today. It didn't taste how it did when I made it. Come to think of it, that was Tuesday. Maybe I shouldn't have saved it. The microwave gives it a radioactive crisp, which is not what you're after. Still have half a pan left. Wish you were here. Went to a restaurant and saw these two. They had a table near the band. And when the band played a slow one, he reached over to touch her hand.
That one still gets me to smile. I don't know why. There's something really beautiful about how well your mind goes to that imagery of lasagna that has a, you know, radioactive crisp, and then carries you through the rest of the song where it really feels like you're connecting with those times in your life where you're lonely and not quite sure of a few things. I think she did a great job. And I really enjoy sharing that one with you guys. Now, again, if you want to pick that one up, head on over to sherrycall.com. And it's out there. It's one of her more earlier tracks that's out there. The final song I have permission to share is probably the most important right now. But let me start by telling you that I can't sing. most of my talents are invisible to large crowds. I mean, I can get in front of a large crowd. I've done it several times, right? But I can't sing. I definitely can't dance. I mean, if there was a channel for the internet's worst dancing on YouTube, right? Like, I could make that channel just with me dancing. I can't do magic either. I'd really love to be able to do magic, but being able to kind of tell a story in a way, I love Penn and Teller and watching how they tell stories in a way through their magic where you don't mind if you know the trick or don't know the trick. You're participating in something a little more brilliant. The closest thing I have to a magic trick is one that you can absolutely do at home right now. And it's pretty easy. All you need to do is head to the silverware drawer and find a shiny spoon. And why is that? It's because that if you weren't aware, if you didn't know, you can actually turn the world upside down with a spoon. And I used to share this when I would teach Sunday school. I taught it to the youth and I taught it to adults. And I would show them at times that you can turn the world upside down with a spoon. And it's really pretty cool. So if you take the spoon, you look at the backside, and it's a shiny spoon, right? It's got to be shiny. You're going to be able to see yourself and you're going to be able to see the world around you and you're right side up. But once you turn that spoon around, so you're seeing the inside conical shape, all of a sudden the world is upside down. You've turned the world upside down simply by changing your perspective of it. And it's a very powerful message when you're teaching Sunday school and trying to help people understand that they need to look at the scriptures, right, and the words of the great mentors that have come before us in a different light. Look at them in a light so that you can see how you can apply it to your lives. Now, Sherry's final song, right, is again about that same sort of thing, about changing our perspective. And I think this is the most powerful one that we have yet to share. To each of us, the challenges we're facing right now dealing with COVID-19 are going to feel like a mountain in front of us. We're probably going to have those moments where we'd prefer to pray and have that mountain removed from our path, but that's not the way this is going to work. So here's Soothing Pandemic Tunes, Day 14. Sherry calls, How to Move a Mountain.
Under me.
seasons under me.
The most likely way that we're going to move a mountain is by climbing a little each day, and until eventually it's beneath us. Sherry, thanks for sharing your talents and helping us build out confidence that we can face this and the other challenges we'll face in life. Well, that's it for this episode. Sherry Call was so nice to let me share her tunes. If you like these songs, you can head on over to sherrycall.com, where you can get the album version and the sheet music for these songs. As usual, if you like the episode, please share it with someone who might need a little pickup. And if you want to subscribe, you can search for us on your app or on YouTube. Or just head on over to parkingthought.com for those subscribe links. And at the end of every episode, I get to share my favorite saying, to remember in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?